Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And this is unbelievable. This just gives you some sense. And if you're new here, this is great for you. A lot of you are new here, given the ratings that we have racked up lately of how the world works. And how much of what passes as real information is not its game. This incredible, and it's ironic and hypocritical and all those great things we love to do in talk radio. We love a thing like this that illustrates it all. But it goes to show you who these people really are in the mainstream media. And if you're new here and you're wandering in here and you're thinking, wow, I've never heard this stuff before. Wonder if she's right. There is no better illustrative example. This is Exhibit A. Of what the supposed mainstream media actually is. And how they hire people who they know lie because of their ability to lie. This is not an accident. It's not an oversight. They do it on purpose. We've seen this endlessly. Michael Avenatti, who was going to be president, man, he's in prison now. By the way, their judgment is horrific. These are the people who told us that, man, Cuomo ought to be president. He was literally killing elderly people by shoving them forcibly into nursing homes to jack up his death rate so he could scream about it and blame Trump for it and get more attention. He's a great guy, though. He was totally great. But this shows you how fake your news is. How would it make you feel about news stations if you knew that they deliberately hired and brought on people they knew had lied to them? They knew had lied to their listeners. Can you imagine doing such a thing? Normal people can't. People with normal psychology can't. Wait. You mean somebody they caught cold, dead, busted, dead to rights in a lie, on their station is brought back and put before the public as an example of someone they should listen to when they know full well they lied on their news station, on their air? Yep, they do it all the time. In fact, I think they select them for their ability to lie, their believability while they lie. Here's that example. And it is shocking. White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield went on MSNBC's Morning Joe the other morning and said that what we really need to do now, she's the White House Communications Director, but she was also Joe Biden's spokesperson for his campaign. We really need to do right now, we need to go ahead and censor conservative outlets on social media. I mean, that has to happen. They're like a cult. They're spreading disinformation about COVID. We need to censor them for disinformation because, she says, they are creating irresponsible content, sharing misinformation about the virus. And so they trot her on down to MSNBC to show her to her listeners, look, this is a rational person. This is not a liar. This is a person that you should believe. Do you know what Kate Bedingfield did during the campaign? Do you know what she told MSNBC during the campaign? And everybody else, too. That Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. These are the people saying the other side needs to be censored. She told reporters that Hunter Biden's laptop was, quote, Russian misinformation, unquote. Then she accused President Donald Trump specifically saying, quote, I think we need to be very, very clear that what he's doing here is amplifying Russian misinformation. Well, we now know that is a total lie. It's even been debunked by the FBI. And yet on just her word, Trump was absolutely brutalized. Why? Because Kate said so. So the media knows she got this wrong. Folks, this is so bad. Do you realize Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have never denied the laptop was his? You realize that? They've never confirmed it, but they've never denied it, not one time. So even Joe and Hunter wouldn't do this. But Kate Bedingfield did. So when they put her on TV this week, again, MSNBC did, as a real serious person, which she is not. As a non-liar, which she is not. She's a spreader of misinformation. And by the way, based on complaints like of people like hers, the New York Post, who told the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop, was censored. So she's out there explaining to Mika, who's very concerned, on MSNBC, how we need to, you know, we need to go ahead and censor for misinformation, conservative outlets, when nobody spread more in misinformation and lied more than her, telling you it was Russian disinformation. The media knows she lies. Mika knows she lies. She is being brought on and presented to you as a real, serious, credible person because she's such a good liar. And they pack their programs with people just like this. They do. Now, I want you to hear the segment here. Now that you know she is a liar, she's a grade A liar. She told the media, she terribly misled them, and they love to be misled. They love to have a new lie to give you. Mika knows darn well she totally lied to the world about the Russian laptop, but Mika doesn't care. So she's painting in this segment. She's got Kate Bedingfield on again to talk about how we really need to censor conservative outlets because of misinformation. And she characterizes Trump supporters as a cult. Listen to this segment. The first part is Mika Brzezinski, and she knows darn well Kate Bedingfield's a liar. Yet she's presenting you her to you as someone you ought to believe.
Deeply concerned about this cult following, not cult-like, cult. And I wonder what the administration plans to do in areas where it actually can, as it pertains to these big tech companies and disinformation traveling through them to millions and millions of Americans. When Facebook and Twitter and other social media outlets spread false information that cause Americans harm, shouldn't they be held accountable in a real way? Shouldn't they be liable for publishing that information and then open to lawsuits?
Certainly they should be held accountable, and I think you've heard the president speak very aggressively about this. He understands this is an important piece of the ecosystem, but it is also the responsibility of the people creating the content. And again, I would go back to, you know, there are conservative news outlets who are creating irresponsible content that's sharing misinformation about the virus that's getting shared on these platforms. So
wow. This from the woman who said, no, Hunter's laptop's Russian disinformation, y'all. So understand, the people like her who want to lie to you without any obstacles in their way are the ones saying we ought to censor other people. And so they can lie. And Mika knows she's a liar. That's why she's on the TV. She lies so well. She looks very innocent when she does it. By the way, I want to address something else. This whole idea that it's conservative people out there spreading misinformation about COVID. You know what the biggest source and most shared source, website-wise, is of supposed COVID misinformation? It's Children's Health Defense. They're childrenshealthdefense.org. You know whose site that is? Democrat Robert Kennedy Jr. He's a trial lawyer. He sues vaccine makers and pharmaceutical companies and chemical makers. He does all that stuff. He's a big global warming believer. He sues people over that too. And that's where a lot of these posts are coming from. He's on the left, not the right. So what are they doing here? By the way, a lot of what he posts is not misinformation. It's actually very well sourced. But, you know, be that as it may, he's a liberal. So what are they doing here? They don't care about misinformation, and they know a lot of what's coming out is actually true. They want the ability to censor us going into the midterms so they can lie again. Oh, Hunter Biden, no, that's Russian disinformation. That's not really his laptop. But even Hunter says it might be his laptop. No, silly. And she has this little girl look to her. That's why they like her. She looks like she could not lie to you, and all she does is lie to you. And this, folks, is what they tell you is legit media. This is what they tell you is legit news reporting. It's not. If a product produced for mass consumption and sold in the grocery store was as faulty as that interview, given the source, yeah, he'd pull it. The FDA would pull it. But it's media. So they don't. These are the people censoring us. These are the people out there every day pushing for censorship. These are the people out there saying we're a cult. They're the cult of Russian disinformation. No, anything that makes us look bad is the Russians. It's the Russians. It sounds like a B-spy movie. It's so bizarre. But that's what they get hired for. That's what they get pushed for. She can look innocent and sweet while pushing a lie. Mika knows she's a liar. She can't possibly not know she's a liar. And yet she presented to you, her to you, like the real thing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did you see these poor pipeline workers on Fox yesterday? I went on and on and on and on. Went on and on and on and on. And they're on television. They're just aghast. I mean, they can't even barely speak. After the news came out that Joe Biden was lifting his opposition to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. I mean, the idea that Americans aren't allowed to have jobs, aren't allowed to work on pipelines, but Russians are. I mean, let's go back and review the absolute arrogance of this decision. Remember, Obama and Trump both opposed the Nord 2 pipeline because it's going to give Russia a tremendous advantage over Europe. Russia will now supply Europe with energy. Do you remember the beginning of the Trump administration? Throughout the Trump administration, actually, Trump was cutting pipeline deals, or not pipeline deals, but natural gas deals, particularly with Russian satellite states, where we would ship them the natural gas. And Biden said, oh, screw that. Don't buy America, buy Russian. And drop the opposition to the pipeline. Nobody was asking him to do that but Putin. Not even his own party was. And this is where, if we had an honest media, and we don't, if this was Trump doing this after Obama had opposed the Nord 2 pipeline, oh, you know what they would have done? They would have said, look, Trump Jr. got a $3.5 $1 million bribe. Of course Trump approved the pipeline that Obama opposed. The line between the two would have been easy to see. I mean, shoot, the Russian billionaire oligarch who gave him the money, UK Daily Mail wanted to settle the thing. So they went to her brother and said, because he acts as her spokesperson, why'd she give him the pipeline? Oh, to buy access to the Bidens, to buy access to America. Why did she give him the $3.5 million? She and her husband were associates of Putin's. Why'd she give the Bidens the $3.5 million? And the brother's like, to buy access to America. And they're not even hiding it. And folks, and I mentioned this bribe every day because that's what it was. We know about it. This is what's so incredible. We know about it not because Republicans are mean and they talk about it or because people misunderstand. The Senate found out about it because our own Treasury Department's algorithm flagged the transaction as potential money laundering automatically, not because they're partisan. It was the algorithm that did it. And it was. It was money laundering. Hunter did not report it to the IRS, and I wouldn't either because he probably shared it with Joe. And then Joe turns around and reverses Obama and Trump's policy on the Nord too. Says, yeah, totally, Russia can build a pipeline. Have at it. America sucks. We can't build one here. So yesterday on Fox News, maybe I should have played the audio. I don't want to play it all. This guy, I mean, he looks like he's almost in tears. He's like, I haven't worked in 6 months. He shut down the Keystone. I don't know what to do. Because all these other companies that were building pipelines and small additions to pipelines are now freezing everything because you're thinking, well, Joe's just going to let the Russians do it, not us. Why'd he do it? Because they own him dead to rights, folks. They own him. You think they didn't track where that money went after they sent it on the wire that flagged it as money laundering? They know where it went. They watched it bounce from Hunter's accounts to Joe's. They know. They got Joe. Whatever the Russians want, Joe has to do. And if this was Trump instead of Joe, the media would be all over it. Yesterday, Senator Tom Cotton talked about the implications of this and what it means for Russia. Take a listen. It's win-win Russia. Putin is laughing. He got all this for $3.5 million to Hunter.
First of all, your top line reaction to what President Biden is choosing to do now, yes to Russia, no to America in terms of pipeline.
Yeah, Harris, this is a terrible mistake. It's a mistake that's opposed by both parties in Congress. It's just another example of the pathetic appeasement of Joe Biden for Vladimir Putin. So first, it's going to cost American jobs. We produce natural gas in this country in enough quantities that we can export it. We could be selling our gas to Germany and Western Europe. Now Vladimir Putin's going to sell it to Europe. Second, it'll hook Germany and other Western European countries even more deeply on Russian gas, which means we won't have as much leverage over Russia in tough times. And third, it badly undercuts our allies and partners in Eastern Europe like Poland and Ukraine, who Joe Biden is now apparently pressuring to stay silent. I mean, we've been around long enough that we remember whenever putting any kind of pressure or even asking Ukraine for something was grounds for impeachment, Harris. So this is a terrible mistake. Just another example of Joe Biden appeasing Vladimir Putin.
All right. Talk to me about how complicated this gets for, you know, Joe Biden going forward, though, because when you hand President Putin, communist regime, a victory like this around the world, what does this do?
Well, consider what might happen if the winter's cold this coming year, Harris, and Vladimir Putin threatens to turn off the gas going into Germany, threatens to turn off the gas that goes across Ukraine or Poland's
soil. Do we get a war over that?
So that's the point, is that Vladimir Putin now has a lot more leverage against our European partners, and it gives him a freer hand in places like Ukraine or other Central Asian countries.
Wow.
So Vladimir Putin has a lot more leverage, and it sends the wrong signal to the rest of the world as well that Joe Biden is not tough enough to stand up for America's interest and to defend our allies.
Wow. Yeah, and you know who nailed it? Senator Ted Cruz. Here's what he tweeted. If you're Putin and you want to thank Biden for his multi-billion-dollar gift of Nord Stream 2, you can ask an oligarch to buy a $500,000 Hunter Biden painting, paying more than three times what a Picasso just sold for, $150,000. And the White House will keep it secret. Yeah, and you get your pipeline wherever you need it. And screw those American pipeline workers. Just screw them. They probably didn't vote for Joe anyway. Have you noticed there are no Democrats defending this, by the way? They're not out there condemning him or anything. They stick together. But there's no Democrats defending this. Have you noticed this? Oh, by the way, Biden said we had to do this So did Circleback, because we need better relations with Germany. I'm sorry, I wasn't aware our relationship with Germany were strained. Did you catch that part? I wasn't. How about we have better relations with pipeline workers here in America, the country that we live in? America. You know the place. America, that country. The one that needs pipelines, that country.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Boy, this struck a chord with me. 10 items people are embarrassed to purchase. New survey, 75% of people admitted to trying to hide embarrassing items among larger purchases. 89% would buy these things online, even if it was more. That's what I was saying. I'm looking at this list going, is anybody still buying that in person? I guess they are. So top 10 things people don't want to buy. Well, strikes a chord with me. My first job, I'm going to date myself, but it was. My first job was at Eckerd's. And I was 16. And people would come in. Men were the worst about it. And I mean that in a very affectionate way. Men would come in and buy stuff on this list of embarrassing items, and they couldn't look you in the eye when they were doing it. They'd just put it down, mumble, and swipe it through. Other people do it, other guys, men, women, whatever. They'd make conversation with you as you checked out. But people buying this stuff that you just knew, even if they look friendly, were not going to be talking to you. I always found it amusing, even at that age. Anyway, top 10 items people are embarrassed to buy. Cold sore treatment. Women's products. Adult diapers for incontinence. Pregnancy tests. I don't know why you'd be embarrassed about that. Well, I guess I could see why. Hemorrhoid cream. Yep, could see that. Head lice treatment. Oh, yeah. Bed bug spray. I don't even think they even had that back then. Relief products to be used in the bathroom, if you know what I mean. Emergency contraceptives. And number one, condoms. And you know what it was when they were checking out with me? It was the condoms were the worst. I almost never saw women buying them. It was always guys. Which kind of makes sense, right? You want to pick out the one using it. It was almost always guys. I think I saw like maybe one or two women the whole time doing it, buying those. And they never could look you in the eye. It's a source of amusement to me. You know what's interesting, though? The guys who were not embarrassed, I can't say the guys who checked out, with stuff for their wives, period products, they never seemed embarrassed like that. I don't think that's a big deal. I really don't. I don't think it's a big deal for women either. It's just a fact of life. It just is what it is. But I could see the head lice treatment in the bed bug spray. I could see that. So there you go. But like I said, most of the time, and you see that stuff in the store, you're like, people still come in here and buy that stuff? I guess they do. You could order it online. Maybe because you need it right away. Oh, put the check out. I don't like people in my business anymore, especially since there's so much anonymity in ordering online. And I'm right there too. Anything embarrassing, I will pay. I do not mind a buck or two extra online. I do not. That's the privacy price. Texture rights revoked. Wow, y'all are still on the women's soccer team. I got to tell you what, I have this whole time. You should see the text line. I have had two texts so far telling me I'm wrong about the women's soccer team, that I should, I should not rejoice at their loss. People are still going on about it. It struck a chord. Yeah, man, I was so excited when they lost. I couldn't believe it. It was awesome. Texter writes, revoke soccer team citizenship. Do not fly them back here. I would love to fly them to Cuba personally and just dump them there. Oh, come on. I just got this text. I always look the cashier in the eye when I buy condoms and I wink at her. Come on, you do not. It's creepy. You're a creep. Texter writes, Tara, that is why I love self-checkout. I keep personal items to myself. I know. Oh, that's the other. Yes, self-checkout is awesome. I'm still amazed at the couple of places still around town that don't have self-checkout. How? Like, how are you functioning in the modern world without self-checkout? Not that I don't want, you know, cashiers to have jobs, but really. Texter writes, our country is a stack of Jenga blocks, and it's the Biden administration's turn. Wow, that's so well put. Texter writes, I don't even like going to the family planning. I know. I don't either. Texter writes, just use self-checkout for all that stuff. Yeah, that's a good idea, too. Y'all! I can't read that. Texter writes, stuff that's coming in now. Texter writes, Tara, I refuse to listen to Springsteen, even though one of his songs reminds me of my grandpa, who was a great baseball pitcher and World War II vet. I will not degrade his memory with anti-American butt wipe. Oh, I know. Okay, all right. There's just a couple of songs by Springsteen I like, and I know I still play them. Hey, but you know what? I'm not paying anything for the service I pay them on, so play them on. I just get a craving to hear it every once in a while. Texter writes, Tara, Mika doesn't know she's a liar. Mika still believes that Hunter's laptop is Russian misinformation. They believe their lies. You know, I got to tell you, though, that would be fascinating to strap them to a lie detector. You know how compulsive liars are? Like, they actually believe their lies. It would be fascinating to see how they register. Do they know they're lying? I would love to know that. I think they do. Texter writes, hey, Tara, they wanted to... Oh, this is about the women's soccer team. I don't know about this, but I'll read it. Hey, Tara, they wanted to lose to Sweden because they like Sweden more than they like the USA. Well, go there then. Please. You never catch them doing that, though, because the endorsement deals aren't as good. Texter writes, Tara, I am so glad my British mother is not around to see what has happened to her beloved adopted country. She loved the U.S. more than anyone I know and would be heartsick to watch the massacre. Oh, it ain't over yet. It's not over yet. No, we're just getting started. Texter writes, as someone who played soccer competitively in the 80s and 90s, I'm doubly irritated by these witches that have more support than we ever dreamed. Have them walk across the southern border with coyotes as repentance. Texter writes, hey, Tara, all who are on the complain train should be shipped to Cuba. Oh, that reminds me. I want to replay this, okay, because nobody said it better than Yanmi Park. You remember her? I did a whole podcast on this woman. She's amazing. She's got a book out now. She's the one who was born in North Korea, had no idea she wasn't free because of the level of the propaganda. Defected from her country because she was starving to death, not for freedom. She wanted a bowl of rice, she says. Risked her life leaving the country, made it to China, where at 13 she was sold into sex slavery as a prostitute, forcibly. So can you imagine? Repeatedly raped, eventually escaped, risked her life going across a desert and a river, nearly drowned. It's like she knows what freedom actually is. In this particular clip, she was talking about Gwen Berry, who turns her back on the flag to her shame. And she was just aghast. She couldn't believe. But you know what? This could be said. And I want to replay it because it's such, and I rarely do this. You know, I don't replay epic rants. But this is such a great epic rant today when we're talking about the women's soccer team, who took a knee on the field before the game, making sure to just, you know, get that diss of their country. And so everybody would know they really hate their country. Not enough to, like, give up their endorsement deals or anything. I'm not serious about that. But they, you know, hate their country. And what she said about Gwen Berry, because it could be just as easily said about the women's soccer team. Take a listen.
When the national anthem was played, Gwen Berry turned away and covered her head with a T-shirt. Imagine if a Chinese athlete did that. Unless they have hammer-throwing competitions at re-education camps, it would be the last medal ceremony that athlete ever took part in. Yanami, what's your reaction to Gwen Berry's actions after winning a place in the Tokyo Olympics?
So when I was watching that, if she did the exact same thing at this very moment, if she was a North Korean, not only herself gonna be executed, I mean, including 8 generations of her family gonna be sent to political prison camp and execution. So the fact that she's going there and refusing to represent this tolerant, the land of the free, is unthinkable.
So her point is, well, America had slavery in the third verse of the national anthem. She feels refers to slavery. That's what she was saying.
I mean, I was a slave. I was sold in China in 2007 as a child at 13 years old. The people actually going slavery under Chinese Communist Party in North Korea, there is actual injustice, and the fact that she's complaining about this country, the most tolerant country, she doesn't really understand, I think, history.
She says her goal is to fight systemic racism. It's bigger than just competing in sports.
That is so, I mean, in North Korea, people who are actually oppressed don't even know they're oppressed. The fact that she's complaining oppression and systemic racism, that she does not understand that she's so privileged. She's literally spoiled being free so much in this amazing country.
So many boneheads in the news, so little time. Yes, we did get permission from Moneypenny to use this. I know it's Bobby Max. We're just glad it would live on. Boneheads in the news. But this is, and you know what? This is a good life lesson, too. Do not be a moron. If you have a gun, if you have purchased a gun, good for you. Learn how to use it, okay? Not like this guy. A home intruder in Chicago's Jeffrey Manor neighborhood took care of the problem for the homeowner. He and his buddy broke in a little bit after 11 p.m. It didn't go so well. The resident heard noises in the house and upon investigating discovered two masked and armed intruders in the home. The resident called out for help to his neighbors. And two other men, two neighbors, 24-year-old and a 25-year-old, came running. Physical struggle ensued. The intruders were holding their own until one of them accidentally shot the other to death. One of them shot the other to death. Now, unfortunately, one of the 25-year-old men who'd come to the resident's aid was shot, but his wounds were not life-threatening, so that's good. He's going to be okay. After shooting his accomplice dead, the second intruder fled the scene. They're still looking for him. Yeah. So, you know, Fett, this is the thing. You really got it. If you're going to have a gun, you really do need to do and have training with it and be confident in using it, and particularly in stressful situations, including if you are the intruder, moron. I can't say I feel bad for him. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, shall we? Texter writes, "Tear out, we heard on the Charlie James Show, Joe Biden used his personal email to send classified intel to Hunter." Oh, yeah, they were going back and forth about the sweetheart deals that Hunter was going to get you. Folks, how much more in your face does it need to be about the bribes with Joe Biden? I mean, it is in your face. Yeah, okay. So when Joe Biden was VP, he used personal email to send classified intel to Hunter. Yeah, that's cool, though. I mean, it's good. There are laws against that. You could do a very long time in prison unless you're a Democrat. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. So apparently they were all doing it. They were all doing it. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, my wife and I were huge Eric Church fans. We'd seen him 16 times in 4 states, but dropped him when he said Bernie was his boy and that people shouldn't be allowed to own too many guns." So says Brandon. I know, I've had a disappointment like that before, too. Yeah, I love Mumford & Sons. Love their music. Oh, my gosh. And that is one I have to say I have not listened to them after they were outraged and drop-kicked one of their band members because he said bad things, because he said good things, I'm sorry, about a guy beaten up by Antifa. I mean, the implicit message there is it's cool when Antifa beats you and you should understand you deserve it and just take it. So, yeah, I've broken up with some of them, too, like Mumford and Sons, which pains me. I love their music, but no more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.